Hey, everybody. It's the This Will Get Better podcast. Really excited to be here with you today. I have a special guest that has never been on this podcast before, so I'm really excited for you to get to know her. But first, just a couple of words about the posting schedule. We are still in process of scheduling meetings to do some recordings. We've got some really great people who I think are going to be great on the podcast, who will have so many good stories and thoughts, and I can't wait for you to experience them. I can't wait to interview them. I always learn a ton in this. This is a solo episode in the sense that I'll just be interviewing the guest. Tim has given me the green light based on our scheduling to just like go for it, go record whoever you can. So that's what we're going to be doing. Okay. The This Will Get Better podcast. This is where we talk to people who are trying new things, starting things, getting to the place where they have an idea and they've either just started trying that idea, trying to execute, or that they've gotten to the place where they go like, I think I'm going to try this. So we don't interview the experts in the sense that they've, you know, knocked out a successful huge business and wrote a bestseller, but we interview the people who are just kind of in process. So that's what's going on. Welcome to the This Will Get Better podcast. My guest today, really important person to me. She is 6 years old. Her name is
Haven.
Haven, what's up? How do we know each other, Haven?
Because you are my father and I am your daughter, and yeah.
What's your first memory of me? Do you remember, like, the oldest memory you have of me?
I think so, but I do remember something.
What?
When I was first born, my mom started to, as I got older and older, she started to teach me school, and I started learning a bunch of math, and I started practicing things. I started writing, and it was so fun.
Yeah. Ooh, the neighbor's lawnmower just turned on. Sorry, everybody, if you can hear that. So what, one of the questions that I ask people on the show is, oh, the lawnmower's getting louder. Always some sort of noise in our podcast. It's just our thing right now. One of the questions that I ask people is, what is the thing that you love to do and how did you figure it out?
Well, I love to do art like every single day. But,
art?
But for a bunch of trips or something like that, I like never get to do painting and stuff, and I miss doing that.
Yeah, how long has it been since you painted?
Not super long, because we've been in Colorado for a couple days.
So you went to Colorado. You haven't really painted since Colorado.
No.
Okay.
But I like colored with color pencils.
Yeah. What's your go-to? What do you like coloring?
I like coloring princesses and Disney things, and I just like making up my own things.
Oh, that's really cool. I remember recently, maybe it was before Colorado, you did a painting of a mountain, I think. How did that work?
Well, it was really fun, and yeah, I love the picture.
Yeah, so like, did you just think of the mountain in your head, or what happened? What was the process for you?
Yeah, I was just thinking it in my head.
Okay, that's amazing. What, when you get in an idea to do something and you haven't done it yet, like, what does that feel like?
It's like,
and if I ask a question that you're like, I don't really understand, you can always tell me that and I'll try to ask it better. Okay. All right, go for it.
It's like something that
yeah, so that feeling of like you have an idea but you haven't done it yet. What does that feel like right in between there?
It feels like weird.
Well, how so? Is there anything else in your life that you get that feeling?
Sometimes. But sometimes when there's something hard for me to do, I just like, when my parents say I can't do something, I would just go figure something else out and, yeah, do something
else. Yeah, like
what's
something that you've wanted to do that we said you can't do?
Like we can never go by the road without asking, without a grown-up. We can never go by some in the car without asking. We can, like, never go do... We can never use sharp things without asking, without a grown-up.
But sometimes the things you want to do require that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then what do?
I kind of don't know what that means.
So, like, if you wanted to go by the road, but you can't do it without asking, so then how do you get the thing that you want?
We would ask a grown-up, and they would give us an answer. They would either say no or yes, and that would sometimes be okay.
Huh, interesting. So then you said that sometimes when we tell you, or your parents, whoever they are, well, that's me, when they tell you you can't do anything or you can't do something, you said sometimes you think of something else to do. What are those other things that you've thought of to do? Like, let's use the road example. So you can't go by the road by yourself. So then what do?
We would go with a grown-up.
Okay, cool.
And we would also ask if we would go by something very deep and dangerous.
Okay. So you're trying to be aware of what's okay and what's not okay as you're trying to figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. So other question. Let's go. What else is new that you've been starting to do?
I've been starting to learn how to write cursive, and that's very exciting.
Why is that exciting? What makes you feel excited about that?
Because it's so fancy, and I love to learn other things.
Yeah. So learning cursive, what else are you learning?
I am learning how to... I'm trying to figure out how to do backflips, and I cannot figure it out. But I keep trying to think of it in my head, and... This morning I was thinking, like, if I started a front flip and with a roll, with a bend in my knees, I would roll at the end of the front flip.
Oh, man. Do you know anybody who does backflips?
No.
How can we figure out how to help you learn how to do a backflip?
Well, I do know somebody, but when we had a pool party... here I saw somebody like do a bend your knee, backflip and front flip.
Okay, so they did both. Do you remember who that was?
No, I do not remember her name, but it's somebody that that sometimes teaches us in Sunday school at church.
Oh, okay.
She had the blue swimsuit on.
I don't remember. Sorry, that was a long time ago. My brain has a hard time remembering things that far. Especially details like that. Okay, so we need to talk to somebody who knows how to do a backflip and see if we can't learn.
Yeah.
I've done backflips before.
Wow.
Off the diving board. Wow. You know how they ended? It's more like a back flopper. And every time I've tried to do a backflip off the diving board, I end up doing a back smacker, I think. Yeah, that's what it is. And it hurts so bad. But it's so cool to see people do.
Yeah.
I know somebody. Do you remember our friend Dale?
No.
Or Anthony?
I remember Anthony.
Okay. I think Anthony, too. Like, they can stand facing forward on the diving board. And then when they jump, they do a backflip, except they're facing forward. I think it's called a full gainer. It's pretty cool. You'll have to see that someday. Okay, so you want to learn how to do backflips. That's pretty cool. What else do you want to learn how to do?
I want to learn how to do pretty good things and learn how to do climbing things. And I really want to go somewhere where I can work out, like a gym or something.
You do? Why do you like... I love that idea. Why do you want to do that?
Well, I want to get stronger so I can climb things like really tall, like that giant oak tree in our yard.
Yeah. If you could climb... Whoa. My heart would be racing so fast. That would be so cool, though. So you want to get stronger so you can climb things.
Yep.
Nice. Anything else you want to do with once you're stronger?
I don't think so, but...
Why do you want to go to a gym?
So...
Like I get, what?
So I get, like, healthier and stronger.
Okay.
So I stay healthy.
Now, is there exercises you do at home occasionally?
Yes, I sometimes do 10 handstand push-ups.
Hear that, people. My daughter, Haven, sometimes does handstand push-ups, 10 of them, in a row without stopping. That's amazing. I can do a handstand against the wall and hold my arm straight. And then I sometimes can do a thing where, like, I just, like, take one hand off, tap my shoulder, and then go to the other one back and forth. And that's, like, a lot for me. But I cannot push all the way down to the ground and then back up. But you can do 10 of them in a row.
It makes my face very tired.
Yeah. Isn't it a weird feeling?
Yep.
All the blood rushes right into your face.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. But you just crank it out. Yep. Okay. So, yeah, if you keep doing that, you'll get stronger for sure. You don't even have to go to a gym to get stronger if you're doing that.
Yeah. If I keep doing it, I might get to 30.
30?
Yep, that would be more than Harry.
No. 10 is more than Harry. Oh, you mean more than I am old? I'm actually 33. So you'd have to do 34.
I know, like, you can't even do 30 handstand push-ups.
I can't.
You can, like, only do 2 or 1.
Yeah, most of the time just 0. I can do normal push-ups, right?
Yep.
But the handstand push-ups are hard. Yeah, you're really strong. That's pretty awesome. Okay. Anything else intrigue you about the gym, just other than, like, you want to get stronger? Have you ever been to a gym?
Well, I have been to one before. And we've done it a lot of times.
Okay, why do you do that?
Every time it's Tuesday, we would go to a gym. And Mommy and I do have workout pants, and... She would, like, never let me do a class with her.
You think she will someday?
Yep. She said soon I could.
That's awesome. What do you do at the gym then?
We wait for our mother, and we play in the toy room, which we do not usually like to play. And we always watch TV in there.
That's silly. When you're in the gym... What do you see people doing that you think would be really cool to do?
They play games, and they usually play tag, and they race.
In the gym?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
You see people doing that in the gym?
Yep.
That's amazing. I want to go to that gym more. Actually, yeah. I did go to the gym, right? I've gone twice.
Yeah.
And I did Pilates with Mom the first time. I made it all the way through, and my lower abs, it's even lower than that, hurt for 4 days afterwards.
Did it feel better when you started doing it?
Oh, yeah. Like, my lower back felt better because of it. But then the next time I went was when I had that migraine. And so I only got through, like, 15 minutes of the class, and my head started pounding away really, really bad. So I didn't want to make it worse. Okay, so you want to do gym stuff. So are you an artist?
Yes, I paint really beautiful pictures. I've, like, painted 10 or 12 of them. They're so pretty.
Yeah. What do you think it means to be an artist?
Well, I think it means, like, you're a really good painter, and you paint really good pictures, and you paint, like, really good grass and the sky and everything.
Mm.
Like, our Nana taught me that you, like, take a poofy brush and... It's not, like, very soft. It's, like, a little rough. It kind of feels like hay. And it's circled at the end, and she would get a tiny, tiny bit of light blue or dark blue, and she would dip it in a little water, and she would do back and forth really lightly. She wouldn't even do a single press.
Okay. That's amazing. So just brushing it. And it made it look really cool.
Yeah, and it makes a beautiful, really light sky. And she told me that you want to do it for the grass, too.
Gotcha. Have you tried it yet? But you haven't painted again yet.
No.
Okay.
We're not a long time.
All right. So we need to get you painting again soon, huh?
Yep.
Okay. What else does it mean to be an artist?
I kind of don't know the rest of it, but I do know it's a really good painting.
Okay. So painting is definitely a part of art. Yeah. What about music? Is playing music art?
Yes. It's a kind of art that you do really good songs. It's like a piano artist.
Yeah. Why isn't it? You've used a phrase a couple of times that I think is really interesting. Like just that you have an idea about what art is. You've said on any, like whether it's music or painting, you do really good. Why is that phrase there for you? Like what is important about really good?
Important things are fun to do, and they're so fun in learning, and you get to paint things and learn things and do everything.
What does learning something new feel like?
It feels really fun, and learning is a kind of thing that you've sometimes never done. Sometimes it can be a thing that you have done.
Yeah, you could learn to do it better.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you learn something brand new. Like a backflip for you would be brand new.
Yeah, and like front flips are much easier. I can already do those. I can already do cartwheels. I'm still working on
You can do a front flip off the diving board?
On the ground.
You can do a somersault, right?
I can do not off the diving board, but I can do a somersault and a cartwheel and a front flip on the ground.
You can do a front flip. I've not seen this. I'll have to see that. That's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Just standing on the ground, you can.
I can do like a cartwheel and then a front flip. Cartwheel, front flip. Cartwheel, front flip.
So it's like half cartwheel and then like front flip?
Yeah, I do a whole cartwheel and then I do a whole front flip.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You're not just making that up?
Nope.
Man. Okay, I'm going to have to see that later. That'll be cool. And then we can work on it and get better and better at it. Let me see. Oh, you had an idea the other day about music. Do you want to, we were driving in the car, right?
Yep.
And what is the idea and what even made you think of it?
Well, I've seen you play a bunch of guitars and you've been doing a lot of music since you were like a teenager or something.
Yep, 13 years old.
Wow.
Well, actually, I started playing piano when I was probably 8 or 9.
Wow.
You already play piano.
Yep.
What the world? Okay, so you've seen me play music since I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, yeah. And then what? So what's your idea and what made you think of it?
Well, since you've been playing so much with music and guitar, and drums and things, it made me come up with an idea. You and me would do a giant show at a building, and we would perform a bunch of songs.
Ooh, okay. Let's break that down a little bit. In front of a bunch of people. How many people is a bunch of people?
Probably 199.
199. Okay, that's a pretty big crowd. I love it. All right. What kind of building? Like, what do you picture when you think of that building?
Like a bunch of chairs and like a top thing that's, yeah, you can like sit on top of the other people, but it's not really like that.
Oh, like a stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're up higher?
Yeah.
Okay, what else do you picture in that room?
Like stairs so you can walk down to the stage and a giant curtain.
Hmm. Okay, that's pretty crazy. Okay, what are some of the songs you want to do?
It's Hold Back the River, Queen of California, and what was that one? Catapult.
Oh, yeah, we want to try Catapult.
Yeah, and we should probably try Edelweiss.
Mm.
And we each should probably make up one fast song and one slow one.
So you would write one fast song and one slow song, and I would write one fast song and one slow song?
Yep, and we would learn it together.
So there would be 4 original songs as part of this.
Yep.
Too fast, too slow. Wow. What would you write a song about?
Well, I would write one about people and God.
People and God. Yeah, people write a lot of songs about that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so one song about people, one song about God, or one song about both of those things?
Yep.
Just everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. I might write a song. What, What would I write a song about? I might write a song about the feeling of transition between what you've known and something new. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I don't know if I could do a good job, but if you're going to do it, I better do it, right?
Yep, yeah. I might do it.
Any other songs you're thinking of?
Because
we're at what, like 7, 8 songs right now altogether?
I think so.
Okay.
But what kind of songs do you like to do? Like, what songs are your favorite songs?
What songs are my favorite songs?
Yep.
That's a really nice question. Well, remember the just a few minutes ago, we were listening to some of those songs on the TV.
Yeah.
And I wish I knew the names of them, but they're just like really chill, melodic, instrumental. Got a little chill step vibe to them, so you get that good bass hit.
Yeah, you can probably like...
But... If I want to, those are some of my favorite songs, but like songs to play, there's a couple of new songs that I want to learn, but I don't remember their names right now. So I need to go make a list. We already started making a list, right?
Yep.
For the show. What would you be doing? Like, you'd just be singing, or would you try to learn an instrument for it?
Well, I would probably be singing all of the songs I would probably be singing the melody, and sometimes I would be singing just the normal sound.
Okay.
And
sometimes did you mean melody or harmony?
Harmony and like...
And then the normal melody?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You like to sing harmony sometimes, don't you?
Yep.
It's kind of tricky though, huh?
Yeah.
It feels really weird.
Yeah.
In my brain whenever I do it. It's something I got to practice to get better and better at. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you definitely sing sometimes melody, sometimes harmony. What else would you do?
I don't know. I would try to like sing in a high voice or a low voice.
Okay.
To make everybody hear it, so like everybody can hear it.
All right. Would you? So you're thinking you won't play any instruments, or will you?
I don't know, but if
okay.
I,
that's cool.
I might change my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, probably not, but maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep thinking about like. A giant blue bird is out flying up in the sky, and if you were, like, outside, a big blue bird would try to, like, fly down so, so fast, you would have to run inside, and he would probably get you.
That is an interesting story.
And one time I had that dream, I had it, like, for 10 times.
Really?
And they're, like, all story chapters, and... One time, I was out there with you guys, and you cannot run in so fast. And I told you about it. And when we ran into the door, he started eating the, like, electricity thing, that wooden door out there.
That's so weird.
And I had to, like, run inside to tell everybody. And our house would be, like, destroyed.
Whoa. Do you know what wigs me out about dreams?
Nope.
Like that, where something's trying to get you? Because it's all in your mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not only are you the you running away from the bird, you're also the bird, because it's all in your brain.
Yeah.
That just totally wigs me out. It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Huh.
And one time of the stream, it was so startling. I was crying in the middle of the night.
Really?
It was... The wolf dream I told you about.
Oh, yeah, the big wolf dream. Yeah. Do you still have that dream or not really?
Yep, I still have the whole thing.
Yeah, I used to, when I was your age, I used to have really bad nightmares all the time. I actually still dream every night, like 3 or 4 dreams that I wake up and I can remember. But it's kind of interesting. Like, eventually you can learn how to almost look at your dreams as a way of learning about your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Okay, I think I had another question. Let's see if this makes sense. Like, what do you know in your head, like, for sure? Like, without a doubt. Like, you just know this thing is true.
Well, something is true about love and kindness. And...
Dang.
Yeah. Oh, like that butterfly I like.
Yeah, there is something true about that. Oh, man. So there's something, a love and kindness.
Yeah.
What is true about those things?
Well, you should be really kind and try not to hurt your friends or brothers or parents' feelings or sisters.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is that hard sometimes?
Yep.
Yep. What do you...
Like, sometimes when Kaislyn, my sister, does something that I don't want her to do, I would almost hit or yell at her, but I would try to keep myself control, and a couple times I've done that.
Yeah. You've done good sometimes.
And I've said...
We all mess up, though, sometimes, right?
And Kaislyn, my sister, she would say, I'm going to go tell Mommy and Daddy. And I would say, well, it's a good thing I did not hit you or yell at you.
Right. Yeah, that's super good.
Mm-hmm.
Self-control is something we all need to be better at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really proud of you for keeping self-control. But then sometimes we mess up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've seen Dad mess up sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves us even if we do something really bad or hurtful.
Yeah, I'll always love you no matter what, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Yeah, so cool. Let me think of other questions. What do you want to try? Did we already ask this? Before you turn 7. So you're, what, you got like 6 months left before you're 7?
Yeah, I think so. But I think it's 8 months now.
Yeah, so it may.
Because I'm 6 and a half or 6 years old.
So 7 months. So you're almost 6 and a half. Like one more month, you'll be 6 and a half. Oh. So, like, in the next 6 months, think of, like, Christmas time, winter time, spring time. What are things you want to try?
I want to try to get better at connection and talking to people. Like this other...
What?
Yep.
That's so cool.
And, like, this yesterday where we were biking on the bike path, and I saw another little caterpillar, and Kaislyn saw a man, and we were up ahead of you, and mm-hmm. a man was running, walking, and we pulled over, and we let him pass, and he said, "Why'd you stop?" And we said, "Oh, we can't even spot our dads, so we pulled over because my sister saw you and we stopped so you could pass."
That's nice. Yeah, because you guys went right around the corner and didn't know that I couldn't see you. But that was good. So you want to get better at connecting with people mm-hmm. like him. Interesting.
Yeah.
So cool.
So are you ready for me to ask you some questions?
Oh, yeah. And then I got to get going to work here in a few minutes. So, yeah, fire away, girl.
What's important about your life and your whole life and your family?
Ooh, that's a heavy hitter question. What's important about my life and my family?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll start with... Let's start with family, all right?
Okay.
So it's important in my family to love you, right?
Mm-hmm.
To love them, which means it's important for me to figure out some of the areas that I don't think about. Like, I call them blind spots. Do you know what a blind spot is?
Nope.
Okay, so, like, picture looking straight ahead. You can mm-hmm. see everything there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Straight ahead of you. But you can't see back here.
No.
So that's my mm-hmm. blind spot. So sometimes in life... When it comes to just my own way of thinking, I have blind mm-hmm. spots in my brain. And I might not be thinking about maybe the way I acted isn't nice, or maybe I could do something that would help love you or Casey or Mommy better. So mm-hmm. I think that's what's important in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And having fun together, like tickle fights. I think we're going to try to go on a trip soon, right?
I think so. I can't remember.
To the Disney.
Yep. And I really want to go to Ludington Beach.
Ooh, yeah. We haven't been to Ludington in a long time. I think Uncle Josh and Aunt Summer are going to go to Ludington next summer. Maybe we should go with them.
And I do want to go to Florida with the McCoolas and collect a bunch more shells.
Because
I'm almost all out because I really want to keep making necklaces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then what's important about my life?
Mm-hmm.
I would say a couple of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's important... On one level is like my family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's important is for me to keep learning about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to learn about myself? So that I can know myself better and know how to help other people more. That's something that's I'm super passionate about. There's more, but that's probably, I need to get healthy in some ways. Like, I love that you said you want to go to the gym and get more strong. I need to do the same thing.
Yep, and I do not want you eating a single candy.
Oh, you don't want me eating candy?
Well, like, for a couple days, I want you to try so you stay healthy.
Okay, I can easily do a couple of days. What about, like, what would be the longest time you think I should not eat candy for?
Like, for 1 week.
Oh, that's easy. Give me longer. What's the longest time?
10 weeks.
10 weeks. Okay.
If you want to do that, you can.
I'm going to try it. 10 weeks, no candy.
Yep.
Okay. That'll be tough for me.
And beer will be the hardest.
Beer will be?
Yep, because you do like beer a lot.
I do. How often do I drink a beer?
A couple times.
Yeah, you've only seen me drink it a couple of times.
Yeah, like at parties and graduation parties.
Right. Yeah. So it's not all the time, right?
No.
But it seems like I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some beer is really good. My friend Matt Sager makes really good beer in his garage.
Wow.
And then he brings it to the farmhouse and he lets people try it.
Yeah. I think you take a sip and then you like it, so you drink a couple of bottles.
No. I only drink one, remember? Because I get too dizzy. That's what they call a lightweight. This is an interesting conversation.
Yep.
Do you think I drink too much beer?
When we're like at parties and other things.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
I keep looking at the place, that roof.
Do you think I should stop doing that?
For a couple of days, like for 10 Easy. Weeks.
I don't even. Oh, 10 weeks? Yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. No problem. Okay. Well, so no candy, no beer for 10 weeks, starting today. So what does that mean? It is October 9th. So 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks. So that's December 18th. Okay? No candy, no beer.
So when
the
you
beer
like
will be easy, the candy will be hard. I like to eat candy when I'm feeling emotionally down.
Does it make you think?
No, it makes me, it kind of opposite of think. It makes me feel a little bit numb, where like I don't have thoughts when I'm eating candy because it just gives me that dopamine hit. Whereas like beer is fun to do when I'm with some people and I just have a beer, and that's kind of fun to help.
Yeah, and like when we've watched some movies, I sometimes hear like beer or chocolate coffee or popcorn makes you think.
You do?
Just for like fake in movies.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, this is like a conversation that I go like, whoa, we're getting weird fast. I love it. Let's get it out there and have some real talks, right?
Yeah.
Ask your kids. Should people ask their kids what they should stop doing?
Yes.
What do you think I should start doing?
You should start, like, thinking about, like, when you see candy or beer, you should, like, think in your head. And you should say to yourself, and you should say, oh, I remember my daughter told me that I should not drink beer for candy for 10 weeks.
I'm going to do that. What else, like in other areas of my life, are there any things that you think that I'm not doing that I should start doing?
I don't know. I sometimes don't understand what that means.
Okay.
Kind of.
That's all right. Did you have any more questions you wanted to ask?
Yes. What is good about your life and that you do not know how to do and something that you do want to do?
Okay, so what is good about my life?
Mm-hmm.
What was the second one?
What I don't know how to do, but I want to learn. Yeah, and you. And I've heard that, like, yesterday in the car you said, I want to try and build a grill.
Yeah, you're right, because our grill, the bottom fell out, right?
Yeah.
And do you know who bought us that grill when we first moved in?
No.
Do you remember Grandma Maudie?
Kind of.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
She brought us that?
Yeah. The first day that we bought this house, it was all empty, and she took us to Walmart, and she bought all of our groceries for like a week, and then she also was like, hey, go pick out a grill. And so I picked one out, and it was small because I didn't want to. And then she's like, no, go pick out a big grill. And I was like, what? This is awesome, Grandma. And so she bought us that grill probably like 5-6 years ago. And it's lasted a good amount of time. But yeah, I kind of want to build a grill.
Probably, like, since our mom did not have me.
Yeah, it was before. That grill's older than you are. Good thing your bottom didn't fall out.
That would be very weird.
Very weird. So, yeah, I'm hoping. So, I would have to learn. So, if I want to build a grill, I need to learn how to weld. I need to figure out the best grilling option. I also want to figure out if there's a way I could, like, build a smoker on it. So, like, it smokes the meat or smokes whatever we're cooking and gets a really smoky flavor.
You, like, have to get, like, a gasoline.
Yeah. Yeah. So, if anybody out there knows how to make a grill or has made one, please reach out because I would love to talk to you about that. So what is good about my life? There's a lot good about my life, right? There's also some hard things about life. But what is good is I've got two beautiful daughters. I've got a wife. She's hung out with me for 12-ish years as married and then years before that as friends. That's amazing. I've got a good job. I have space in my life to try to learn new things and try new things. And then what was your other question? Oh, yeah. It was, what am I not doing that I want to? Grill is good. That's a good answer. Any other questions?
Well, I do have a video that we watched, and I remember it for a while, and I hear the mower turned off.
The mower finally turned off. Yay!
Well, we've watched this video, and I asked Harry, can we please watch a video of how people make skateboards? And we saw two guys, and there's only two guys that we sometimes see in a couple of videos. And they would use a mop and wheels.
Oh, yeah, we did watch that one. They took a shop mop, and they turned it into a skateboard.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that video. So interesting.
I remember every video in my head.
Do you know that Daddy used to have a skateboard, and I used to fall down a lot? I was really bad at it. I didn't keep trying. I should have. It was fun.
Yeah. How many times did you try?
Oh, a lot of times.
And you could not do it?
Yeah, I could be okay like if I was just going straight, but anytime I tried to do a trick, like, I don't think I ever really learned any tricks because they were just too hard. Or I just kept falling, I'd lose my balance. And falling on concrete and asphalt really hurts. So eventually, yeah. I probably tried 100 times to do one of the tricks in just a day, and I tried doing that trick lots and lots of days, and I was very bruised and sore, and yeah.
Yeah, you probably, like, had to drink so much water. You, like, had to probably drink 10 or 89 glasses of water.
I probably should have drank more water just to help my recovery. I was probably drinking pop or something.
That would not be good.
Right. How do you know so much about what's healthy in that? Kind of freaking me out.
Vegetables are healthy, and we all know that vegetables are healthy, and candy is not, or
pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or soda.
What do you like? Are there any vegetables you really like?
Yeah, I like a couple. I love I love celery and and they're like...
Celery is not my favorite, but you love it?
Yep.
I love cucumbers.
I love cucumbers too, though. That's what I was going to say.
I could just like eat 10 of them.
Oh, wow. Right. Like 10 whole
ones? I actually salivate. Like my mouth gets all like tingly whenever I think about cucumbers. So
yeah.
Good.
When I like hear somebody say chocolate cake with vanilla frosting on top would taste so good, and I would get the flavor in my mouth, and I would like imagine what it would be like to have that cake.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel like there was another question I wanted to ask you. I can't remember. Any questions you want to ask me?
Well, there's one that's pretty cool. You could probably like not believe how I know this, but okay. a long, long time ago, there were two astronauts. They were the first people to walk on the moon.
Oh, my goodness.
And the sun does never fall down or fall up. The Earth just spins around. And on a light side, it's light. And on a dark side, it's dark. And it just goes slow and slow. That's why the clouds move.
Whoa.
And I know we can't even feel the Earth spinning, but it's kind of weird, but we are spinning on the Earth right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And sometimes when people went to the moon, they actually sent one robot all the way to Mars. And when people walked on the moon, the first people, they, like, studied stars. And they studied that stars are actually some continents. And
continents?
They're far... Yeah, and there are far...
They're suns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are faraway planets.
Oh, constellations. And is that the word you were thinking of?
Yep. Okay. And they studied them, and they figured out that some stars are faraway suns and planets. And there's a couple of moons and a bunch of suns. Actually, the biggest sun is so burning hot, we never want to touch any sun or any hot planet.
Yeah, couldn't live there, huh?
No. We could turn into ashes, we could die, and nobody could ever get us back alive.
Right. Pretty intense. Mm-hmm. Isn't it weird that we're alive?
Yep.
You ever think about that?
Yeah. And when people sometimes didn't not have a map to get back to the moon, they would look at the stars and follow their living, and they would follow the stars straight back down to the ground.
Whoa. They had some sort of... Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know so much about space, girl?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I do have an astronomy.
Astronomy book?
Yep.
Yeah. So amazing.
I look at pictures of rocket ships and aliens.
Hey, look, who's there?
And aliens.
Who's that?
M-O-M.
Mom.
Mom. And I do know how to spell Kate, and her name is Kate. And it goes like this, K-A-T-I-E, Katie.
Yeah, you're right. That's amazing. Well, we got to get going here in a minute. One of the last question I want to ask you is, I want to ask you if you have a question for anybody who's listening to this that you think would be good for them to think about for themselves.
There's a couple of people that I think, like people that don't know how to get connected together and don't know how to talk together. And I think they should probably talk to a couple of people. And by the way, I do see a giant spider on the window.
Yeah. Yep, there's a good one. So how would you turn that into a question for them? Like,
well, they would listen to it, and it would be like...
Imagine 20 people here sitting in the room. Bleh! And they've been all here the whole time. And now you want them all to think of one question about connection. What would the question be?
The question would be like, how would you, like, survive in the wild or at your house? Or how would you, like, stay alive? You would drink healthy things and eat healthy things and not eat sugar if you want to stay very, very healthy.
Gotcha. So your question, can I try asking the question? Is your question, like, how can you be more healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the question this week for everybody to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say to everybody else?
Well, there's something that I want to say to them. Well, you should be kind to yourself, and you should think about your other people and think about them to be thoughtful, and you should be nice to each other and praise Lord, and you should think about everyone in your whole entire neighborhood or your whole entire continent.
Whoa. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. I love it. Do you know what the name of this podcast is?
No.
It's called the This Will Get Better podcast. Can you thank everybody for listening?
Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast. I'm hoping to do another one with you.
Yeah, we'd love to have you back. And then when we develop the show, maybe we can let these people know about it. Maybe some of them will come.
Yeah.
Love you, bub.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to this podcast. And I hope we can do another one soon.
Soon. All right, everybody. Have an awesome week, and I will catch you next week.